What is wrong with Common Core? And I look at your sign, Kimberly, the arts, music, classical literature, rest in peace.
Yes, there's such a focus to address that specifically, focus on the excessive amount of testing and assessments that come along with the Common Core standards and the Common Core curriculum, that it is squeezing out time, educational time, to read more creative literature, the classics, poetry.
What are some of the things that you and I read in school that your kids won't read in school?
Yeah,
or here in school.
Catcher in the Rye, Great Gatsby. Yeah, look at Kelly's. Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah,
Huckleberry Finn. You know, they'll read maybe a small part of Huckleberry Finn when they're learning about the life of Mark Twain. There's a big focus on nonfiction.
Well, specifically what they're reading. What they're leaning towards is more informative text, informative text, so that they want the kids to, because they think that that's what they're going to be reading into the future when they're college and career ready. So they're doing away with the classic literature and replacing it with informational text.
The defense of Common Core that I've heard from Dr. Lowry, I've heard from others, is that this will better prepare children for life after school, for college and for careers.
And I guess what I say to that is, when we talk about our youngest learners, our 5, 6, 7 years, why are we preparing them for a job? Why are we preparing them for college? They're developmentally, the standards are developmentally inappropriate for the youngest learners that cannot think critically at the age of 5, 6, or 7.
Kimberly, I'll ask you the same question.
Specifically,
specifically that this is designed to prepare kids for life after school.
Yeah, and my kids are a little bit older, and I'm kind of seeing, because the way the curriculum was back mapped, they looked at what kids should have when they graduate and backed into the curriculum from 12th grade down through kindergarten, first grade. Kids on the math track in Common Core can't even take, they're a year behind. Mm. So they can't take Algebra 1 until 8th grade when they could take. Used to be able to take it in 7th grade, which puts them behind by the time they're a senior. They'll actually have to take, they won't be ready for a 4-year college. They would have to take a summer course to take calculus or pre-calculus to be able to enter a 4-year college without having to take a remedial math class first.
I've heard complaints from teachers, mainly in Baltimore County, that they just don't have time. You know, they're putting the curriculum together as they go,
yep.
And they're very frustrated. Is it the same in Annapolis? You talk to your kids' teachers?
Yeah, we've heard that. Off the record, we've heard that from teachers,
sure.
That teachers are supposed to teach a specific lesson, but they don't even have the test yet. So they're teaching what they understand to be on the test. We had a teacher in particular who got the test, was it 2 days before?
Well, and that's what's happening. There's always been an element of teaching to the test, but with the new standards, the teacher's performance evaluations are now directly tied to the test. So the tests become very important, and that's the main focus of our teachers. So they are teaching to the test, but they don't actually, in some cases, have the test yet. So they're teaching. They get the test 2 days before they're supposed to be giving the test, because now all tests are done on certain days and have to be done within a time frame. And then they get the test, and they realize that they've actually taught the lesson plan incorrectly. So now they have 2 days before they have to give the test, and they have to reteach the lesson plan.
The Anne Arundel County delegation's meeting with folks from the school system as well as the State Department of Ed. What answers are you looking for?
Well, I'm curious to see what this evening is going to hold. We've attended a couple of Common Core presentations,
sure.
By Anne Arundel County Board of Education, and it's a rah-rah, here's why it's great. There is no public Q&A opportunity, so I'm curious to see. I think it's going to be more of the same. I think it's going to be, here's why Common Core standards are so great, should be implemented. We need to move forward, so we'll see.
It's safe to say you both want Common Core repealed. Do you want to go back to No Child Left Behind or the other different standards?
Yeah, and at this point, I think they need to hit the pause button. I'm not sure that any bill could get passed right now that would halt Common Core, repeal Common Core. To be realistic, if we can take a step back, pause the implementation, because they rushed to implement this, like Kelly was talking about, lack of materials, teachers trying to pull things together to teach these lesson plans. They need citizen input, they need educator input, which nowhere near enough educator input was when the standards were actually developed. Citizen hearings, they really need to relook at this. They're implementing an untested curriculum. It's a disaster.
They're implementing a curriculum with no implementation plan.